First of all, a great thank you to those who organized and prepared and put on our great event last night, our Mighty Star Masquerade, especially all of you who also came and supported and were a part of the great night. Our Queen of Peace Catholic School is not possible. That mission is not possible without all your support, so thank you so much. And there's really no better time to become a part of Queen of Peace Catholic School community. Our teachers are happy, healthy, and holy. Our students are very happy, healthy, and holy. And so I encourage you, just want to remind you that if any parish family becomes a part of the school for the first time, that first year, no tuition, 100% scholarship. As well, for our current families, just remind you, if you bring a parish family into the school, I will discount your tuition $1,000. And if you bring another family that's not part of the parish into the school, I'll discount you $500. You truly are the best promoters and recruiters. You know the fruit because you see it in your kids. So I need you to continue to speak and promote and help bring more and more families to our school. The two disciples recounted what had taken place on the way and how Jesus was made known to them in the breaking of the bread. After the resurrection, we notice something peculiar, that Jesus isn't there 100% of the time with his disciples. You know, a lot of times he's actually gone away, but every so often he'll appear. He'll show up all of a sudden, right? And even sometimes he'll be present and they won't even recognize him as Jesus. Take, for example, the two disciples on the way to Emmaus. They're walking to Emmaus away from Jerusalem. They're saying it's crazy how Jesus of Nazareth, this guy, he died, but some of the women from their group went to the tomb and the tomb's empty. And then Jesus comes up aside of them, right? At Camp Survive, they'll do this skit every so often, and it's kind of funny. You'll have two students playing the disciples, and then someone play Jesus, and they'll have Jesus come up with those, you know, plastic, you know, glasses with the nose and the mustache, walk up beside as signifying, you know, him being in disguise. But then they get to Emmaus, right? And we hear, when he was at table with them, he took the bread and blessed and broke it and gave it to them. And their eyes were opened and they recognized him. Jesus was made known to them in the breaking of the bread we heard today. The breaking of the bread, my friends, that is the Mass, the holy sacrifice of the Mass. It's at the Mass that we encounter Jesus living and alive. A number of years ago at my first assignment in Cross Lake, it was one nice summer day, Sunday, and after Mass I went out with some parishioners on their boat on the lake. And we pulled up at a sandbar next to another boat that happened to be some of their friends. And so the parishioners are introducing me to their friends. This is Father Nick. He's our pastor at Immaculate Heart Church. And the friends of theirs go kind of, I don't know, I would say kind of pridefully, go, oh, we worship at the Church of Malibu, meaning their boat, right? They don't go to church on Sunday. They just go out on the lake on their boat. And I'm sure you've heard from many other people, oh, you know, I encounter God in the woods or, you know, on the beach in a beautiful sunset. I encounter God in nature. What do we say to that? Well, to be honest, I think it expresses a lack of gratitude to God. It shows a lack of appreciation to him. Because why did God go through all the effort to enter into our fallen world, to become man, suffer and die, so that he could become communion for us, if people could just encounter him on their boat or in nature? God didn't enter our broken, fallen world. He didn't take on all our sins, all the shame and guilt of our sins. He didn't get arrested, spat upon, tortured, crucified, and put to death ultimately, just so people can continue to encounter him in nature or on their boat or on the beach. God wanted something so much more profound for us, something more intimate for us. He wanted a deeper communion with us, and that's why he gave us Holy Communion. He was made known to them in the breaking of the bread. Where's our second graders? We have some second graders down here, right? Okay. They're about to receive their first communion. And we have some other second graders out there as well, about to receive their first communion. And I will ask them, which Jesus are you going to receive in Holy Communion? There's three options. Jesus 2,000 years ago, walking around. Jesus as he was hanging on the cross dead. Or Jesus as he is now alive, risen at the right hand of the Father. Second graders, which one is that? Dead Jesus, walking around Jesus, or Jesus in heaven? I'm going to name one, someone right there. Mia, which Jesus? Jesus in heaven. Very good. Whew. Maybe look good. The payoff of the resurrection is that Jesus is alive. He's here at the Mass. My friends, realize the connection between the resurrection and Holy Communion. That Jesus isn't, Eucharist isn't just something we eat, but it's Jesus alive and truly present. The payoff of the resurrection is that we have communion with Jesus. So yes, we eat. Yes, we consume the Eucharist. But it's in that action that we have communion with the living person. So the meaning of eating isn't meaning of eating. The meaning of the eating of the Eucharist is actually the meaning similar to the marital act between husband and wife. The communion that happens in husband and wife is the type of communion we have with Jesus in Holy Communion. Obviously, in a non-sexual way, but that communion is what we share when we consume the Eucharist. Receiving the Blessed Sacrament isn't just eating food. It's having communion with a live person, Jesus. It's so important that we get this because we can say, great, yeah, Jesus is risen, he's alive. Well, what's the payoff? What's the point? It matters because we can have true, intimate, personal communion with Jesus. Because he's not dead, he's alive. And so there's two consequences of this, if we truly get this, if we truly grasp this and appreciate and believe it. One, we would never miss Sunday Mass again if we truly appreciated what takes place at the Mass and the communion that is offered to us. But also, we would never leave Mass early. If we truly appreciated this, we would never leave right after receiving Holy Communion. We must know, my friends, that Mass isn't over until the final blessing. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. That's when Mass is over. Even the recessional song, that's not really a thing. We do that, but if you look at the Missal, there's no real recessional song. I think it's okay that we sing afterwards, but Mass ends, actually, technically, with the final blessing. I think it's good to take time after Mass to kneel down and make an act of thanksgiving, but technically Mass ends with the final blessing. But it's not appropriate to leave right after communion. In communion, you've just received Jesus into your body and soul. And I don't think we can appreciate this reality if we just come receive, go down the side aisle, and back out the door. Jesus is present in our soul and body for 10 minutes. As long as it takes to digest that host, Jesus is present within us. And there's no better time to pray than to kneel down with Jesus in your body and your soul. There's a story of a holy priest who had the same problem with one of his parishioners leaving right after receiving Holy Communion. And so he did this. He said to two of his altar boys, he said, "Altar boys, you go back by that back door. And when Jim, call him Jim, when Jim leaves, I want you to walk with him all the way home. You have two candles, walk with him all the way home. And so these altar boys did this for the next 3 days that Jim left early. Well, Jim was a little embarrassed by this and flustered, didn't know what was going on. And so he came up to Father and said, "Father, what's going on here? Why are you doing this?" He said, Father said, "Well, you have Jesus inside of you. You're a walking tabernacle, right? And so as long as you're walking away, we want to give evidence to the fact with these candles that you are with Jesus, that Jesus is within you." Needless to say, that was the last time that he left Mass early. My brothers and sisters, you need this time in prayer, having communion with Jesus, right? We all have these burdens. You have these burdens, these challenges, these difficulties. This is when you need to give it to the Lord. He doesn't expect you to carry these all on your own. Some of us, we do that. We just carry us all on ourselves, and we wonder why it's so hard. He wants us to give these things to him, and there's no better time than when we receive Holy Communion. But be honest with yourself. Maybe you find it hard to believe that you're entering into communion with Jesus Christ, your Savior, your King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. It may be because sometimes we don't actually have a real lived relationship with Jesus. Right? If we don't have a lived relationship with him, if we just think about him once a week, we're not going to really appreciate the moment of communion with him. On the other hand, if I'm going to confession monthly, if I'm spending every day praying, I have that prayer time with the Lord, at least 10 minutes in the morning, and then I'm going to look forward to Sunday Mass and receiving Holy Communion. I'm going to cherish, I'm going to anticipate entering into that communion with the one I'm establishing such a profound relationship with through the sacraments, through prayer, and through living a good Catholic life. Then also I would encourage you too, if you struggle with this, consider kneeling for Holy Communion. Consider receiving Jesus directly on your tongue. Maybe just try it for 2 months and see what that does for you. I believe these simple, humble, reverent actions help us to appreciate and realize that we're not just eating a cracker, we're not just eating a piece of food, but we're actually receiving Jesus, a live person, into our body and our soul. My friends, Jesus is made known to us in the breaking of the bread. The cash value of the resurrection of Jesus from the dead is that we have communion, intimate, personal communion with Jesus living every time we receive Holy Communion. And there's no better time for prayer. Believe it and know it in your heart. He was made known to them in the breaking of the bread.